Hello, this is Mike.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike from the Olden Viking Show, and this is what we have here for today. We're selling the 1967 Pontiac Firebird diecast 124 scale, brand new by Whaley, for $43.99. Shipping and handling is $17. If you want to save the shipping and handling fee, you can come pick it up. And now we're going to start discussing some of the topics that I really have to express, which kind of really, really bug me. I just, this country is becoming more communist, socialist, whatever you want to call it. But I think we're going to drop right into communism really fast with all the morons that are in the Congress and the House and also the idiot in the White House. And this is what we have here, net neutrality. I'm totally against it. I think it's the government. It's another way for the government to spy on us and tax us and, you know, just make our my lives more miserable. You know, Obama is pissed off because that the Congress now is mostly Republican. The House is Republican. So now he's getting back at, he doesn't care about this country. The only thing he cares about is his ego. And in my honest opinion, I do agree with Mayor Giuliani that he doesn't like this country. He hates it, actually, in my opinion, because he's trying to destroy the fabric that we're raised and we're grown and what we usually do. He's all against it. He's against us. He's turning us into slaves. He's also doing all this redistribution of wealth. That means if you're making, you're busting your ass every single day, 12 hours, 10 hours, 8 hours a day, what he'll do is he's going to tax you. And the more that you work, the more that he's going to tax you. So you could support these delinquents that don't want to get a job. That pisses me off. You see, that's why I say Obama is a horse's ass. Now, getting back to net neutrality, it's a way, in my opinion, it's that the net wasn't regulated. All new ideas came, and it's a big thing. When you got the freedom to do anything you want, you can make miracles. And the human mind is unbelievable. But what the government wants to stop that. That's why they want to tax us. They want to raise costs. They're evil. They're really evil, and I'm totally against it. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat. If you're not a conservative, I ain't going to vote for you. That's the bottom line. You want to be a douchebag liberal? That's fine. You're not going to get my vote. And you don't have to say that you are, because I could see by your action. There's a way on the Internet. You could see who voted for what. It's your right as an American citizen to find out who's voting for what. And we're going to move into another topic, Keystone Pipeline. Why is it good? First of all, with the idiot that's in the White House, all the requirements and all the safety measures and all the tests have been made to be approved, but he wants to get back at the Republicans because of the amnesty. I don't like the amnesty. I believe people come here, wait here long, long time to get here and get all these benefits, and that's the way it should be. Why should the American public support these people? I don't care if they've been here for 15 or 20 minutes, but I mean 20 years or whatever. If you're an illegal, you're an illegal. That's the bottom line. No American citizen that works their asses off every single day should be paying and supporting them. Absolutely wrong. And this guy, because he's, I don't know, maybe he's not a American citizen, Obama, you know, so he's just making a point of that. I don't even know. I mean, if you kind of really think about it, he's the most unknown president we ever had. Well, not my president, everybody else's president. I don't even recognize him as a president. I think he's a douchebag, a tall communist socialist douchebag. He was raised by communists. He was bred by them. he writes about them, he reads about them, you know. Obviously, that's what he is. He's a communist, and that's the bottom line. I don't care what anybody says. He's a communist. And the bottom line over here, Obama, why is he a horse's ass? He doesn't want to take any responsibility for the problems he's causing. You know, at least I would have had some kind of respect, but he doesn't want to. Let's start from the beginning of going back about 6 years ago. He's still blaming Bush, by the way, that all the problems. Listen, the guy's been in the White House for 6 years. Stop blaming the other guy and the guy before him and everybody else. Stop blaming yourself. You're responsible. Let's start with this. When GM and Chrysler went into bankruptcy, and for saving them, listen, he saved them. I don't know how much saving he did and how good it actually worked for the American public, but this is what I'm going to tell you. Fiat bought over Chrysler. So it's not really, it's an American company, but it isn't. With the General Motors, he's responsible for the failure. Pontiac is a brand that was sold. I mean, that was selling cars. Second to Chevy. I mean, they beat out every other division combined. Did they have to close down Saturn? Yes. Did they have to close down Hummer? Yes. That part of the business, they did right. Selling Saab? Yes, they did that right. But what's wrong is this. Why are you closing a brand that was a second best-selling thing? As a businessman, if you know that you're going to sell something, why keep on selling it? Why not just keep on selling? You're doing good. So Pontiac was the second best brand, and it had a loyal following. Now you're pissing these guys off. They don't want to go back to GM because you pissed them off. And Pontiac, I mean, how many GMCs and Buicks have you seen lately? I'll tell you, I haven't seen too many. I see maybe one every 3-4 months. I see old Pontiacs. I mean, old Pontiacs more than I do Buicks and GMCs. Even the last ones, I see more of them than compared to the same year. Buick and GMC should have been axed. That was the bottom line. That's where and everybody's blaming, oh, GM, this. And no. Obama made the task force. He is responsible for selecting the people. You do not hire people in your business, in your country, or when you hire the person, whatever he screws up, and you're the manager or you're the boss, you are responsible. Whether the guy screws up or whether he does good, it all comes back to you. You're the person that hired him. You're responsible just as he is for screwing up. That's the bottom line here. He doesn't take any kind of responsibility. And he sucks as a businessman. He is a disorganized community disorganizer. That's what he is. Then that's the bottom line there. And let's go 6 months after you give the bailout. The American economy is suffering. You have GM, Chrysler, and Ford. At that time, Chrysler was still owned by the American taxpayer, in my opinion, because that's where the bailout came out from, the taxpayers' money. Why not do the clunker bill for only those makes? Kia, Toyota, Hyundai, all that. That's what people ended up buying. They didn't buy American stuff, and you just bailed out two major corporations. How dare you not put a stipulation in there? How dare you? And you love this country, and you're saying that Giuliani is wrong? Absolutely, he's right. And that's the bottom line. You know what you are, Obama? You're a communist. You want to control. You got to have a hand on the automotive department. You want to have the hand on Facebook. You want to have a hand on... Listen, this is not what this country is based on. Go back to your country, Kenya, with your whole family. And you go and... You do whatever you want over there. That's your country. Leave us alone. I bet you that the American public will pay a one-way ticket for you and drop you off there. or in the middle of the desert in Iraq or something, I'm sure that they would pay for it just to get rid of you. You're a disgusting, and it's nothing to do with your race. That's the bottom line. It's nothing to do with your race. I have my brother-in-law is black, so don't give me that. I have very good friends that are black, and I'll tell you one thing. The shit that they take in the toilet is smarter than you and doesn't have to do anything with race, and I don't care what anybody says. It has absolutely nothing to do with race. You're an idiot. As a human being, you're an idiot. And now we're going to go to the Keystone Pipeline. Keystone Pipeline, why is it important? We're in a dragging economy. Our economy is not taking off. And turn off your news stations. Turn off everything. The people that have been laid off and can't find work, they don't count that as the unemployment because they're not over 2 years. They're not. They even cut down to 2 years. It's now 6 months. So once they stop collecting, that the numbers will go down because they're not receiving nothing. So there's no way you could measure that. All right, that's what's wrong with the media. They're sugarcoating everything. I'm here. I'm going to tell you the way things are. And to be honest with you, I think the president sucks. I think the Congress sucks. And I think that the House sucks. Everybody sucks over there. I would, if it was up to me, I would do the same thing they did in Iceland. Fire everybody and start all new. And base it on the constitutional way of life. The Constitution is the foundation of this country. You know, if I have to protect myself, I want to be able to protect myself, my family, my neighbors, my friends. That's the way I am. I want to be able to do that. Why? Because I'm going to do that, they're going to do the same thing for me. I don't need the government to be there protecting me. Because then they're going to tax me in return. They're going to take whatever little stuff that you make, they're going to take away from you. There's nothing for free. You can't get a handout for free. It's going to cost you. And quite honestly, I'd rather pay for my freedom and not pay for it, but I want to have my freedom. Not pay for something and not have the freedom. That's what it ends up being. And the Keystone Pipeline is very important in this economy because it would give about 40,000 jobs. And especially it was approved by Obama administration and the EPA and the DOT and all that crap. It was approved. Why? He just wants to stick it into the Republicans because he doesn't like the fact they won. Because his Democratic Congress for 6 years didn't do crap. They're just sitting there collecting money. That's the bottom line. In my opinion, I think there should be term limits. 2 terms, tops. You're done. You can't make money while you're working for the. You're a civil servant. You're not supposed to make money. You're there to help people, and you're there to make the country better. Like JFK used to say, do what's good for your country. You know? Do what's good. That's what you are. You're a servant. You're not supposed to be making money. If you have a business, you got to put on somebody else's name. And you can't run a business if you're in Congress or any part of government. Why? Because it causes corruption. I'm not saying every single person could be corrupted, but to stop the corruption, you can't do that. You get out of Congress, you complete your terms, you go back to what you're doing. There is no corruption. You got to cut down the corruption. You have to, because everything is all about corruption. And, you know, I just start doing that, you know, just using common sense. We're not using common sense. You know, you want more government assistance, you're going to be paying for it. Your kids are going to be paying for it in the way of taxes. You know, small businesses make up this country. Big businesses make this country too. Don't get me wrong. Big businesses do. But it doesn't give them a right to run our lives or tell the government what to do. We're the people. We're the ones who elect the government. We're supposed to be telling what the government should be doing, not the other way around. That's not what this country is based on. That's why this country is different. That's why this country is better than anything out there. But we're becoming just like any other European country. Why? Why do we really need this? Why? We don't. That's the bottom line. We don't. And I'm telling you, I love this country more than anything else. This is my home. This is where I'm going to be buried, believe it or not. This is the country I love. But we're turning, I don't know what we're turning into. This thing doesn't make any sense. If you kind of think about it. I mean, just a little word for thought. And also, I'm going to tell you that I own Odin Auto Parts. Our phone number here is 516-405-4571. You could always reach me, and if it doesn't answer, it'll switch right into my cell number, so you're not going to have a problem getting a hold of me. We sell auto body parts, we sell mechanical parts, we sell toys, diecast, model kits, anything, tools, anything you possibly need, you give us a call. Even if you need somebody to go to BJ's, Costco, Sam's Club, we have all that membership. We give you a service, $15 an hour, plus the mileage, 55 cents a mile. From where we're at, we charge you going to the place and then taking it right to your doorstep. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to pay for membership fees. You just pay us the full lump sum and you're all done. You get it delivered right to your doorstep, especially a snowy day like this. So now I'm just going to let you go and give you some music to listen to.
Бирюзовый взгляд, как у ребенка. Что-то не танцует, что-то не танцует он. Младший лейтенант с улыбкой странной запросто мог спать звезду экрана. Только две звезды упали на его погон. Младший лейтенант, мальчик молодой, все хотят потанцевать с тобой. Если бы ты знал женскую тоску по сильному плечу. Младший лейтенант, береги сердца, безымянный палец без кольца. Только я твоей любви ни капли не хочу. Младший лейтенант, тяжелый случай, важности своей себя не мучи. Выйди потанцуй, но будто бы не слышит он. Ты не генерал, и слава богу, 20 лет спустя ты понемногу станешь понимать, что молодость важнее погон. Младший лейтенант, мальчик молодой, все хотят потанцевать с тобой. Если бы ты знал женскую тоску по сильному плечу. Младший лейтенант, видит сердца, безымянный палец без кольца. Только я твоей любви ни капли не хочу. Все хотят потанцевать с тобой. по сильному плечу. Младший лейтенант видит сердца, безымянный палец без кольца. Только я твоей любви ни капли не хочу. Только я твоей любви ни капли не хочу. Только я твоей любви ни капли не хочу.
Вспоминаю вновь, как когда-то к нам пришла первая любовь. До зари с гитарами пели пацаны, снились нам красивые и цветные сны. Сны про нашу улицу, школу и кино. Вроде все недавно, вроде бы давно, а по переулочкам догадались я. И все чаще вспоминаю наших всех ребят. А на Таганке танцевала я чечеточку, а на Полянке сделала себе причесочку, а на Ордынке познакомилась я с Сашей. И в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. А на Ордынке познакомилась я с Сашей. И в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. А теперь все по-другому в жизни, кто куда. Жить спешим, торопимся, словом суета. Но глаза закрою и спешу скорей на свидание с юностью, с юностью своей. А на Таганке танцевала я чечеточку, а на Полянке сделала себе причесочку, а на Ордынке познакомилась я с Сашей. И в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. А на Ордынке познакомилась я с Сашей. И в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. Когда-то к нам пришла первая любовь. До зари с гитарами пели пацаны. Снились нам красивые и цветные сны. А на Таганке танцевала я чечеточку, а на Полянке сделала себе причесочку, а на Ордынке познакомилась я с Сашей. И в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. А на Ордынке познакомилась я с Пашей. И в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. Под черной шаль.